I will bless your name forever, my King and my God. Lord, you are everything. You are my inspiration. You are my life. This must be our Christian attitude. Moment we encounter darkness in life, when we are downfall, so that we can feel that God is not far away. For we know that what's in the gospel message gives us a comfort of understanding that the power mission of Christ and God itself are one to search us, longing for those who find happiness, healing for those who are ill, comfort for the lost of their loved ones. And we name ourselves Christian. It must be an attitude of gratitude forever in our hearts. Christians in words and deed. Not Christians only in time. Brothers and sisters, we are human beings. We all experience the ups and downs in life. We know that. But what we need to do is to leave our comfort zone. In time of moment that we need God's help, cry out. We want to express what's inside of ourselves. Say it. These are the powerful means for us to let go in understanding God is good. He celebrates when we are happy. He comforts when we are in sorrow. He brings peace and joy when it's needed most. Because God gave everything in order for us to do all possible means to be true Christians forever. But we have the reality and facing the reality of our life. Let's talk. Honest feeling. When is the last time that you said to your loved ones, to your friends, to your family, or to your inner self, how are you doing? How am I doing? How are you today? For we all know that in this Northern American culture, we are busy on so many things, preoccupied of too many ways. Then we miss the opportunity. What is the great value? A human being needs your moment of time, a presence, just to understand where are the persons coming from. And once we give that moment of time, we bring the light of Jesus to them. You become the voice for the voiceless, hope for the hopeless. Because what's the most important is that they see Jesus in you. Living on your own comfort zone, traumatized by circumstances. Is life fair enough, or life must go on? And sometimes it is okay not to be okay. We value, we embrace what's everything happening in our life because we are Christians. The challenge is, are you Christians? In the moment of silence, feel free to breathe. Relax, and together as one, reflecting on the Word of God, celebrating and receiving the Eucharist, the very reason we are here, because we need God. Certainly, there are many issues in life that we need to address without knowing the main issues, and the tendency is to react and judge, and yet the problem never resolved. Then say it to God. To your inner self with humility and truth. Speak with gentleness. Pray with confidence. Trust in God's power. In the real world, conflict arises and exclusiveness is strong because the differences divide us. And our goal relationship towards one another suffers because of pride and prejudice, insensitive and selfish attitude. But we name ourselves, I am Christians. We are not focused to what is necessary and really important in life. Negative mindset can be dangerous, for even our prayer distracted, neither our praise and worship feel empty. No wonder we've been hearing the word of God so long, which areas in life that needs to be changed. For some of us, still hard to let go and let God, for understanding that we are human and we are weak, and that's very true. But the point is that we know that painful and suffering, living in darkness, there's no joy to celebrate. Then why we go up back again and living in the past? Have you ever realized that living in the past becomes a means of journey for us to grow and be matured and understanding there is God's way leading our life to be fruitful and be thankful because there is a joy to celebrate where Christ is our peace? Time to change. Time to understand. And maintaining justice and doing right is what the Lord is asking us to do. For everyone is called to live a life with respect and understand one another, if possible. You have no power to change one's life. You have the power to change your own self. And then the light of Jesus becomes the power of change for their own lives. Because they see that what we are celebrating and what we are receiving reflecting of who we are. Calling ourselves again, I am Christian. Are you? For we are here living in the light of Jesus. Opens the door to bridges of love, not building walls. When the line of communication opens, justice prevails. Prayers are answered and expression of feelings will be heard. In this gathering, we come to know God by faith. We gathered and worship by faith. Faith nourishes and helps us to embrace the pain and becomes a means of strength to see the beauty of life in all circumstances. Once again, Jesus invites us to come and not to worry, unload our burdens, and he wants us to rest for the moment. Jesus truly sees our life, our joy, sorrow, and pain, and gladly to celebrate with us when we are free from struggles in life. Jesus wants us to be free, live peacefully, and trust in him faithfully. Isn't true that this is also what we want? Then why can't reach that dream and becomes true? It's because of hardness of heart, doubting faith, and so many ways. It's not bad. It's normal. The point is that we have to make a choice. However, disobedience, hardness of heart, self-pity, and other kind of sins numbed us. And sometimes controls our human minds that leave our lives empty, unsatisfied, unkind, and judgmental. Because we don't know what is right and what is wrong. Question, is it worth to live in the past? The answer is you must decide. For every choice matters that will affect our behavior, thoughts, and feelings, even our life direction. But there's good news. Although we are unique, different, and blessed, God is for everyone. In God, there is no partiality. All are equal and loved. God welcomes you and I and receives the same grace we asked and pray for. He listens to what is the opinion and other points of view, but he never complains. We do. He judges with righteousness and answers our prayers with justice. Like the stories of women in the Bible, we know that women is powerful. Sometimes they become second class. For some other cultures, women are nothing. But thanks be to God, here in Canada, women has the power. But sometimes neglected. Even women in the Bible, they are voiceless, but powerfully gives us inspiration. No matter what the cultural background, gender, or society, they belong. They follow Jesus in silence, but a living witness of faith. Their silence encourages us not to give up in life. Just focus on Jesus, the source of life, our strength, and our peace. Yes, God listened and answered the prayer with love. What is needed for us is deep faith. And as we ask of God's mercy and love, receive it with fullness of grace, a change of heart, and live a life with a purpose. If God gave you the power to serve, then be faithful. If God calls us to pray for one another, then be thankful. And if God calls you to be ministers of hope, then give joy. Because of this, we can call ourselves I am true Christian. And together as one, let us put our hope in the name of Jesus, our comfort, our Savior, and our peace. Lord, you are our hope, our life and Savior. Thank you for unfailing invitation to trust and to live in you. Let's pray. Lord, help us so we can live in your grace moment. Be healed and be blessed. For we are victorious and free. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray because out of nowhere, out of simple are we, you invited us once again because you want us to be true Christian. Is that you? Let us profess our faith.